Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, here to cause trouble again. Laura Sievert from Arts Quincy, and I know you are jacked up and excited about Blues in the District. Friday night. It's the one thing you can go to that you don't have to play in.
It's true. I don't have any responsibilities to bring any instruments, any stands, not even a single charger. That's
Blues, everybody. This week is featuring some awesome tunes from the Chicago Blues and Vocal Band, Omira Coleman West Side Soul. I'm told upbeat, funky, soulful blues style music. You know, they do a great lineup every year. It hardly matters to me who's up on the stage. It's nice to see the community come together. Everybody brings their food or buys some at the vendors that they've got. And just gathers in a beautiful park to listen to some good music. I mean, what's better than that?
And if you're not particularly into loud or up, you don't have to be right up front crowding the stage. You can move yourself to the rear of Washington Park and have a really good party. Somebody was talking the other day. Oh, I was at the city council meeting, and I think Councilman Jake Reed, I think, announced that he met his wife at Blues in the District, so he was encouraging everyone to come out. So,
Lana, yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess it's a happening and hip place to be.
Quincy Children's Museum will be on hand. They'll be in the back corner, too. They'll be there with nice activities for kids, should be a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, you can bring your own food and drink, or you can purchase food and drink that is there. There's lots of activities, like you said, going on. It's always the second and fourth Friday of June, July, and August. Gets underway at 5:30 at Quincy's Washington Park, wraps up about 9:30, and patronize the businesses along the square there. A lot of them have carry-out food that you can just pick up and take into the festival. So Blues in the District, the first one is this Friday night. Looks like we're going to have great weather for it. It's going to be hotter than the hinges of Hades, but that's what you bring, a little spray bottle that you put in the refrigerator. Bring that to you and just missed yourself every now and then.
I know. At Park Band, we've been so lucky so far, and I think we're not going to be as lucky this week with the weather.
Well, let's talk about the Freedom Day Festival. This is part of Juneteenth. It's happening Saturday in Washington Park. So Washington Park's going to be a busy place. They got to clean up after the Blues and then get ready for another full day of Juneteenth activities Saturday, June 15th, all the way from 1 to 8:30 in Washington Park. Lots of great things going on and lots of entertainment.
Yeah, so Arts Quincy is really proud to be the sponsor of the Mid-Missouri High Stepper Dance Troupe that's coming in. This is another step team. You might remember that we brought in the Gentlemen of Vision step team. That's a youth step team out of St. Louis, and it was so popular and so exciting that we partnered with Juneteenth to bring in the Mid-Missouri High Steppers. And if you haven't ever seen this form of dance, it is such a wild and enthusiastic and exciting type of dance. So it's almost a cross between dance and cheerleading, right? So there's stomping and there's clapping and there's a lot of big movement. I just think people will really be impressed. So Mid-Missouri High Steppers are brought to you by the members of Arts Quincy. So that's a membership activity that we have put into place. So I'm excited for that. But among that, along with that, the day has got a ton of free family activities. There'll be vendors and a bounce house and a petting zoo and live music all day. Lena Jones and her team do a great job with Juneteenth. I think there's still a few tickets available to the Friday Night Gala as well. But really, it's to celebrate the end of slavery in the United States, and it is a national holiday, and it's something that is really special to not just the Black community, but everyone who believes in freedom.
Everybody, right. Yeah. That's why it's the Freedom Day. I mean, it's a freedom for all of us. So in addition, the Mid-Missouri High Steppers, a Quincy native who's now a country recording artist, Butch Duban Sprague, will be here, and the Cheryl Youngblood Blues Band will be here. So you can have blues 2 days in a row.
That's right.
In Washington Park. So there's quite a bit going on. And that's all
day Saturday.
And then the
choir on Sunday. I should mention there's a choir on Sunday.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, so Coretta Sykes and Marquis Smith are directing a choir called Voices of Juneteenth, Celebrating Freedom. That'll be at First Baptist Church on Sunday, so at 2:30. So it's a great opportunity to see some terrific music. She asked me to sing in the choir, and I was like, girl, if you need a trumpet player, you let me know. But I don't know about singing.
I see Coretta all the time. She never asked me to sing.
I'm telling
you. She obviously,
you,
I can't play a trumpet either. I can't sing and I can't play the trumpet.
I was going to say, people don't ask me to. People who heard me sing don't ask me to sing much, but that's okay.
Oh, that's okay. You know, hey, we all have our skill set.
That's right.
And hers is French horn and trumpet.
That's right.
So Freedom Day. So again, Blues in the District Friday night in Washington Park. Freedom Day Festival all day Saturday from 1 to 8:30 in Washington Park. And then the Voices of Juneteenth, 2:30 at 8th and Elm at the First Baptist Church. Again, admission to that is all free. And just get out and enjoy.
And then on Sunday, if you're not done by the time the choir is done, please come over to the Park Band. So that's, so we just lined up your whole weekend, everybody. Blues in the District, Freedom Day, the choir, and the Park Band. What an arts weekend.
What's on the agenda for the Park Band? It's a Father's Day concert.
Pops. It's our Pops concert. Father's Day Pops concert. I think you'll love it. I haven't seen all the music, but we've been having a lot of fun. I've been emceeing this year, and Dan Sherman was there last week, and he came up and he said, "Hey, you're doing all right." And I said, "Well, I got some big shoes to fill."
Yeah, Dan Sherman's been the voice of the Park Band for a long time, so now Laura Sievert is.
He's enjoying it in the audience, though. He's as enthusiastic from the audience as he ever was on stage. So.
That is great. I'm glad to see him. It's kind of like Nan Ryan is coming back this week for Pepsi Little People's. And for the first time in 50 years, she won't be running the tournament. She'll be enjoying her own grandkids playing in the tournament. So it's nice to see Nan will be out and about relaxing and enjoying the fruits of her efforts. So those are great things to do on the weekend. But there's also something next Tuesday night that I'm so irritated. I'm leaving on vacation on Tuesday. I wish I'd have planned it better. I would have left on Wednesday. Because this is one of your big things that you do with Arts Quincy. This is a collaboration extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Food, a summer movie, which is The Little Mermaid. So tell us about what's happening at 6 o'clock at the Jackson Lincoln Swimming Complex, which is there on North 8th Street.
Yep.
And the swimming pool is really not what's involved with this event.
Right.
But it's on the grounds of the swimming pool, which is beautiful and has a lot of space, and tell us about that event.
Yeah, you know, it's become our signature summer event. We do one in June and one in July, and it's just to get the whole community out and doing some free arts activities, particularly folks who might want to know what the arts organizations under the Arts Quincy umbrella are offering for the school year. So I know it seems early to be talking about school year programming, but a lot of people don't know what's available and, you know, the scholarships available and things like that. So that's really what was dreamed up here. But it's become a full-on festival at this point. So it's just 2 hours in the evening on Tuesday nights, but we will have food. The Blessing Hospital is on hand doing food for us. All of that is free. They bring a lot of volunteers. Couldn't say enough about Laura Wiedholder and the Blessing Health System.
The Blessing crew, when
they just come in.
They know how to deliver a food service, man.
Yeah.
I tell you, the hospital, they ought to have their own restaurant, because every time I go to an event that Blessing is involved in, I mean, you talk about quick, speedy service.
Yeah.
They've got it down.
I'll tell you, and Laura and I, we have one conversation in like February, and then we'll talk this week, and then it just appears, you know. So it's amazing how she wrangles people. I said, if I had more Lauras in my life, we would take over the world.
I don't think Blessing Hospital is going to give her
I know
up.
she won't let me. I'm gonna get her on my board one of these days. But anyway, we are also showing The Little Mermaid, the live-action Little Mermaid, this year, which was what we wanted last year, but it was too new to license, so they wanted too much to license it last year. So we've got a license for this year. If you haven't seen, this is on an LED screen, so it's not a projection screen like you're kind of maybe used to, like with movies in the park that has to be dark out to see. This you could see in broad daylight. You could see it right now if you were sitting outside. So it's amazing that we can do it during broad daylight like that. Quincy Children's Museum is pulling out all the stops. They're bringing, I think, 10 staff members, so they're bringing a ton of people to this. The library will be there. The Arts Center will be there. And new this year, we've got the Quincy Fire Department. In case it's about 1,000 degrees out again, they're going to bring their fire truck mister. I'm really excited about that. So,
and it's also great for the kids to interact with those firefighters.
Yeah, they're going to have some fire safety. I should say Blessing's going to have sun safety information on how to get free A1C diabetes screening, then the fire department's going to have some fire education materials as well. Mike Dade's really pulling out the stops for that, too. So we are really excited about that one. And then in July, we are bringing back a Freaky Lolo, which Mary was at last time.
Somehow I got up on stage.
Got up on stage. It's not really a party with Arts Quincy until you're on stage. So we'll bring back a Freaky Lolo in July by really popular demand. This is a high-energy West African drum and dance troupe. It really defies description, but we've got these three drummers that, I mean, it looked like a full-on athletic workout to do this drumming that they did. A whole slew of dancers and a choreographer who hails from Zimbabwe and then had lived in different parts of Africa and really brings the educational component to this event, as well as some really cool costuming. I mean, he's really cool native costuming, and I think that's awesome and impressive to see. So they come up from St. Louis, and we're just happy to have him back.
And then, of course, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but mark your calendars also for Tuesday, July 16th. You know, that's going to be happening. And it just all this great stuff that is going on with Arts Quincy. Now, something else is happening, and it's not really it is an event, but it's Arts Quincy is an umbrella organization, and they serve so many, almost, you have over 50 members now, I think.
55
members. And so let's talk about this, because this is a regional event you're hosting to get people linked into the pipeline of how to get some money.
That's right.
Yeah, because arts, a lot of times these events are offered free of charge.
Right.
But obviously there is a very big cost associated with that, so we need a lot of arts support, and here's a way to get some.
Well, and one of our big functions at this point is to communicate with our state folks and have them come down and experience what we already know is an amazing arts community. We are hosting a Western Region event, so we'll have everybody from about the 4 or 5 county region around us. With Jerome Grand, who is our new program manager. So the Illinois Arts Council is doing some restructuring, and they gave us our own dedicated person for the region. And he's going to do a great presentation at 3:00 at the Quincy Museum, which really demystifies, I hope, all the programming available from the Illinois Arts Council. So this is not just for my nonprofits. This is for anybody who considers themselves an artist, because he's going to talk about the artist fellowship programs. They just announced fellowship programs from $10,000 to $50,000 for artists to take a year off and make art. So if you consider yourself an artist, if you have a creative business, if you have you just wonder what it's like, it's a great time to find those things out. He'll also speak to the summer employment in the arts for the youth program. So those are the things that I hire interns with, for example, and how your organization can take advantage of that. So let's say you're a smaller organization, you know, your Quincy Civic Musics or your Muddy River Opera Companies or whoever, and you're thinking it would be nice to have a paid intern for the summer. This is a way to pay them. So it's a terrific program. It happens next Wednesday at June 26th at 3 p.m. at Quincy Museum, and you can sign up on Arts Quincy.
Okay, 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks.
June 26th, 3 p.m. at the Quincy Museum. You've got nothing to lose. You might make get a lot of great, you know, the applications are due July 19th, so, you know, don't rely on your own knowledge. Come and get some expert advice on how to apply for the money that is available. Thank you very much, Laura Sievert from Arts Quincy. You can always go to artsquincy.org, artsquincy.org, for a complete calendar. We'll take a break, and we're going to come back and talk with Michelle Miller about the Noon Kiwanis. But first, hear this message about Friday nights, Blues in the District. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. For the Lou, I'm Mary Griffith. For the Q-Town, I'm Mary Griffith. We are joined today by Michelle Miller from the Quincy Noon Kiwanis Club, and we've been talking about them, gosh, for about a year now, having them on a regular basis. Boy, do they do a lot, and never more will it be known than this coming week when they are going to give away $45,000 to 55 area organizations for programs, activities, initiatives, and equipment that directly benefit youth in Adams County. Michelle Miller, welcome.
Yes, we're super excited. We had a close to record year for our online auction. If it wasn't a record, we've had the last 2 or 3 years have just been incredible support from that auction. So this is the benefit of it. You know, the other thing too is I was on the allocations committee for these grants. Man, we have a lot of quality organizations. There's a lot of need in our town. And unfortunately, you know, we were in a situation this year where we couldn't give everybody all the money that they asked for. And I hate to do that, but we're able to help an awful lot of organizations.
55 different groups going to share this $45,000. Now, can you give me some kind of idea of the range? Like, what's the biggest amount you gave away and what's the smallest, or is it all equal?
So our maximum amount's $1,000, and that allows us to help a lot of different organizations. And for, you know, it makes a dent a lot of the organizations that have been working with us for years know that that's the limit, and so they're asking for things, classroom supplies, STEM supplies. Chaddock always asks for supplies for their, they ask for, I can't remember what the name of the room is, but it's like a peaceful room. I'm like, I need one of those in my house. You know, so things like that that the benefit kids. So they work within the confines, and we're doing some busing for some field trips. We do, we always support DARE. We always support like Bella Ease and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and Camp Callahan. So there are some that are always on our list. But like I said, we've got some new organizations this year. A lot of schools this year, private, Catholic, and public. So
yeah, the school
and the
list,
homeschools.
The school we had list and the homeless. Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah. So there's hardly a school in our area that's not getting
that's
something
mm-hmm.
up to $1,000
yes.
to help. And again, these grants, while relatively small, fill that gap and
yes.
provide these experiences for children. And that's what the Noon Kiwanis Club wants to do, is provide youth experiences to build better people in our community. And you are doing that
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, for super
$45,000. That is incredible. That came from the Bids for Kids auction.
It did. Yes, it did. And actually, we, of course, hold some in reserve as well, because we do other things, such as June 29th is our annual Kim Bigelow Day at Camp Sockinac that we do with the Salvation Army. We take kids from there up for a half day. It's about 4 hours up at Camp Sockinac and spend time outside. So we use some of our funds for that. And then, of course, our big Christmas party that we do every year, and then things throughout the year. So we raised over $50,000 this year from that Bids for Kids auction, and this is the amount that we're able to give directly back all at once to the community, and then, of course, the rest of the funds get spent throughout the year still on kids' activities.
And they keep a little bit on a rainy day fund, because you never know when you rely on annual fundraising.
Yes.
You always want to have a little bit in reserve
yes.
because these groups, you know, do come in a way to depend on you. I remember going to the Kiwanis Club and getting gifts for
yes.
several years in a
yes.
row for Girl Scouts, which was my chosen charity at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing what you're able to do, and how these little seedlings of $1,000 go out and then spread and grow. If people want more information about Kiwanis Club, how can they get in touch with you, or how can they learn more about Kiwanis? Because there are several Kiwanis opportunities in town. Of course,
yes.
you think Noon is the best.
Yes, we are the premier service club, but the other Kiwanis clubs are okay, too. I don't know. Some of them get up way too early for me. but yes, so you can go to KiwanisofQuincy.org. That's our Facebook page, and it lists our upcoming meetings. But we meet every Monday at the Quincy Holiday Inn at noon. Outside of holidays. And so you can just show up and say that you're a guest. We'd love to have members. You know, more members make lighter work and raise more money, of course. We got out of Facebook jail finally. Actually, we didn't. We created a new webpage. We're not sure what happened, or a new Facebook page. But in that Facebook page is Quincy Noon Kiwanis. So there's information out there. But really, if someone's interested in joining, the best thing you can do is just show up for a meeting, because you get a really good feel for the type of people that we have in our club and the great things that we do.
Well, congratulations on giving out $45,000 to 55 area organizations. Everything from the Adams County CEO to Young Life. You almost have Z. Somebody's got to apply with a Z.
Yeah.
You go from A to Y.
Yes.
So if you're out
maybe I'll
starts with Z, next year make sure, because the yes. Kiwanis Club wants to get A to Z, and they're missing the Z.
Yeah.
So get out there and get involved with Kiwanis, mm-hmm. and you won't be sorry. Thank you so very much,
Thank
Michelle
you, Mary.
Miller.
We always appreciate being on the air with you.
We love having you. We love talking about good things that are happening. It is 9:38. Coming up, we're going to talk about more good things that are
yes,
happening
I've heard.
In the district. And I've got the all-important question, is a cigar vendor going to be there? My husband is desperate to know. I may not tell him the answer.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's listening right now, but stay tuned, all you cigar aficionados. We'll find out if that's going to happen this weekend. But first, we're heading up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. Rex Battery brings you this report. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Just reminiscing with my first guest here, Tierney Craig. She was a Girl Scout.
Yes.
Back in the day. And it wasn't for anything bad. I just remember your name showing up on the list because you have such a beautiful and unusual name.
Thank you.
So, you know, it's like it has to be the same. So I had to ask her off air, was that you, little Girl Scout? Now you're all grown up.
Yeah, sure was.
Okay. Well, we're very glad. Brianna Rivera, were you ever a Girl Scout?
I was a Girl Scout.
Of course.
Yes.
All great people were.
Oh, you got to start somewhere. It wasn't until the eighth grade, I think. Yeah.
That's unusual. So I'm glad for you to hop on board. That's when things really start happening.
Here I am,
you know,
now.
I dropped out in my sophomore year, and I missed all the good stuff, but, you know, whatever. You know, this is not a thing about Girl Scouts, it's about the district. So let's get back on track, Mary, with these Girl Scout events. But there is there's an event coming up that has nothing to do with Girl Scouts, but has a lot to do with the district. Of course, we just talked about blues in the district.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Laura took care of that for you, Brianna. Thank you very much.
But thanks, Laura.
Tierney, let's talk about this big event that's coming up this weekend. And all morning long, I've been saying, I heard there's going to be a cigar vendor there. So for guys and gals who like cigars. So tell us about the event and then get right to that cigar vendor as your first one, okay? Because
okay,
my husband
right.
is waiting to hear all about this.
A little something for everyone. So we have over 60 artisan vendors, all sorts of things made. We have food trucks, we have kids' activities, everything from the Children's Museum to the Croc Center. The Art Center's coming with chalk paint this year, so we'll be painting the alleyways and all sorts of fun
things.
Well,
that'll last for a while then, right?
Yeah, so we're hoping it doesn't rain for a few days so people can enjoy all of that. And then we have goat yoga. We've added
nice.
A fun little
I didn't
activity.
Know that, actually.
Yeah, this is not yoga for your goat. Don't bring your goat and expect it to be going through a meditation process. This is where, while you're in a pose, a goat will climb on you.
Yeah,
kind of massage your back with its little hooves.
Oh, my God. I believe, like, 7 baby goats. So kind of,
I don't
you know,
want a
cute
big,
little
fat
fun
goat on top of
right.
me.
No
I want a small
way.
Baby goat
small
with tender
baby.
Hooves to mm-hmm. massage me.
Yeah. So 2:00, we've added that in the Midbank Plaza, and then we've also added the cigar lounge. So Lux Stogie is bringing all the goods, and then we have a lounge kind of behind his tent for people to enjoy.
Okay, so where will this exactly be set up?
Okay, so 6th Street obviously is under construction, so we didn't want to stop the fun, so we just kind of shifted it more to the east. So it's going to be in parking lot I, right outside the back door of Quincy Brewing Company. Between us and Times Square, there's that big parking lot I, so it's going to be all in there. It's going to be a little bit along Hampshire in front of Times Square. It's going to kind of go down that alley in front of the poorhouse to the Midbank Plaza. We're going to use that grassy area for all of our kids' activities. So kind of spread out a little bit of something everywhere. But if you get to our back door, you'll find it.
Well, that's a great thing. I mean, you're making lemonade.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah. I mean, 6th Street's closed right now to the point where you can't go down it. But all those businesses are still open. So don't think you can't go to the businesses. They all have back door entrances, and even their front door entrances are open. But this is just one more way to bring more people down to the district and offering things. You know, we want you to support our brick and mortar structure like Quincy Brewing Company, but we also want you to have a chance to let the cigar vendor know, hey, maybe that would entice them to have a brick and mortar location. Brianna Rivera, is that one of the side notes that you're going to be working on? You're going to be working the crowd, I'm sure.
Yes. So, well, and funny enough, you say that the Lux Stogie Co., which is setting up at the Maker's Market, is having a soft opening, I believe, this Friday. They're going to be set up, they're getting a brick and mortar store right across from the Rathskeller in the Dick Brothers Brewery District. So they are actually getting, that is one of those success stories. They have been a part of a lot of district events or downtown events, and now here we are. So yeah, all those vendors, I mean, we're looking at a few and we're trying to make some moves here because we got some storefronts, but these are the types of events like that in the Quincy Farmers Market or any other market, the Chris Kindle Market, to kind of support some of those smaller businesses to get them to a place where they can, you know, get their actual storefront downtown.
Well, let's reiterate then, because this is a breaking kind of economic development news. So from the Maker's Market comes a brick and mortar. So tell us again the story of the cigar place.
So yeah, Lux Stogie Co., they, from what I know, they have set up just like as a tent. I think they were at Mayfest. Mm-hmm. They've been at other events downtown like that. And pretty soon, of course, I'm assuming they've gotten in touch with the owners at Dick Brothers Brewery. And voila, they now have a storefront because they were able to attend these events as vendors and get to a point where they could actually, we could actually grow that brewery district. And it really makes sense for them to be there too, in my opinion. But yeah, it all starts from them just, you know, somebody saying, hey, I want to start this venture and go to these markets, maybe start at the Quincy Farmers Market, get in at the Maker's Market, get in at other spots. And next thing I know, I check Facebook or whatever I'm doing on the district socials, and I see, oh my gosh, Lux Stogie Co. is now an official brick and mortar business, which is really exciting. And my husband loves cigars, so he was very, very excited about this.
I know. I sat last night at dinner with my husband and my godson, and while Mary and I were speaking, those two boys were talking about their cigar aficionado day. So that is great. Tierney Craig, you and your husband are very involved in our community, and you're also very involved with growing a small business of your own. Talk a little bit about how your business grew and how things like Maker's Markets and farmers markets and pop-up vendor stores, you know, how does that help? And why are you so involved in promoting that? Because some people would say, well, why would you promote something that might compete with you? But probably from the way I look at it, you're like, hey, the more the merrier, because the more people come to an area, the more they're going to want to buy my product.
Yeah. I mean, when we take our vacations, we kind of plan our trips around breweries. I don't know if I should admit that. But, you know, we're going to hit up this one and that one and that one. And we start realizing, you see a pattern. There's not one. There's four. There's six. There's eight. And then, you know, you're planning around these and you're seeing all of these thrive. So in Quincy, you know, Quincy didn't have a brewery at the time, but we have a really rich brewery history. And we looked across the river and said, hey, if Hannibal can do it, why can't we do it? So we started that venture. And I think my husband and I both just really believe in the power of community. And while, of course, I want my business to succeed, I also want to see the downtown grow and Quincy grow in general. So whatever we can do that kind of fits in our business plan to give others a leg up, we're going to do it. I really believe in giving back and supporting other people. And so that's just, honestly, that's how the Maker's Market was made. One of my employees at the time, Fawn Berry, has an apothecary business, and she presented the idea to me, and I thought, you know, this fits. I think we can do this. So she and I kind of ran with that. And, you know, this Maker's Market, what started is six little vendors outside the brewery, it's turned into this massive little fun fair mm-hmm. for the whole community.
Kind of a fun festival.
Yeah.
So when exactly is the Maker's Market?
This Saturday. Starts at noon.
A lot of stuff is going on at Washington mm-hmm. Park. I mean, again, these are not mutually exclusive events.
Nope.
You can start with the Maker's Market at noon and then go through there, go down to the park. The mm-hmm. Juneteenth celebration will be going on. Do some stuff there. Go back to the Maker's Mark,
yeah.
see things you maybe or wanted to see again, and then go back down again to Juneteenth. And Brianna Rivera, with Blues in the District, Juneteenth, and now the Maker's Market.
And the Farmer's Market.
And the Farmer's Market. Yeah.
Just add that all in the mix. You can start your morning there.
Yeah, the whole day.
Get your grocery shopping
your
done.
Your whole day can be spent. Your whole weekend can be spent.
In a two-block radius.
In a two-block radius.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that in the economic development. We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about not only Maker's Market, which is this Saturday, but, you know, and Tierney and Josh Craig have started their Quincy Brewing Company, and it's often as successful. You know, the first year, I mean, a lot of businesses fail, so you've made a success of yourself, so we're very happy for that. You know, it's so interesting. They want everyone to be successful, and in the district, there's a chance for everyone to be successful.
Yeah.
So we'll take a break. We'll come right back.